This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Nearly 100 state politicians, business leaders, and military personnel have signed an open letter urging President Biden to keep U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs. Peterson Space Force Base has been its temporary home since 2019, but former President Trump pushed to relocate the command center to Alabama. A state bill that would ban physical punishment of children in public schools is getting support from doctors and disability rights advocates. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
Teachers, coaches, and other school staff already cannot hit kids in many school districts, but there's no statewide law that bans it. Dr. Laura Melnico is with the American Academy of Pediatrics Colorado chapter. She supports the measure and says there are several large districts that still don't have rules that expressly prohibit it on the books.
It's not effective discipline, and it has significant harm associated with it, including aggressive behavior, poor cognitive development, mental health problems, and antisocial behavior.
The bill has passed out of committee and now heads to the House floor, where it's expected to garner broad support. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A Colorado attorney who worked for former President Trump has admitted to promoting false conspiracy theories around the 2020 election. This week, state legal officials censured Jenna Ellis for her baseless claims that hundreds of thousands of illegal votes were cast for Joe Biden. Through her attorney, she has now acknowledged that that was not true. Ellis served as a deputy district attorney in Weld County from 2012 to 2013. More than 10 former Trump lawyers have been penalized for spreading disinformation. This is CPR News.